life today, January 12. Prayer never out of place. Prayer in my life. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. There is no time or place in which it is inappropriate to offer up a petition to God. There is nothing that can prevent us from lifting up our hearts in the spirit of earnest prayer. In the crowds of the street, in the midst of a business arrangement, we may send up a petition to God and plead for divine guidance. We may speak with Jesus as we walk by the way, and He says, "I am at thy right hand." We may commune with God in our hearts. We may walk in companionship with Christ. When engaged in our daily labor, we may breathe out our heart's desire, inaudible to any human ear, but that word cannot die away into silence, nor can it be lost. Nothing can drown the soul's desire. It rises above the din of the street, above the noise of the machinery. It is God to whom we are speaking, and our prayer is heard. Every earnest petition for grace and strength will be answered. Ask God to do for you those things that you cannot do for yourselves. Tell Jesus everything. Lay open before Him the secrets of your heart, for His eye searches the inmost recesses of the soul, and He reads your thoughts as an open book. When you have asked for the things that are necessary for your soul's good, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Accept His gifts with your whole heart, for Jesus has died that you might have the precious things of heaven as your own, and at last find a home with the heavenly angels in the kingdom of God. If you will find voice and time to pray, God will find time and voice to answer.